USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the House Intelligence Committee continues their first public hearings in the impeachment probe against President Donald Trump, Ambassador Nikki Haley tells USA Radio News,
"In a time where we want to make sure jobs and the economy keep moving, I wish Congress was in there working on the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement that we have to get done, soon. I wish they were working on our debt and our deficit, which in a good economy we shouldn't have. I wish they were working on mending the country by getting in there and dealing with illegal immigration."
The House Intelligence Committee is beginning their first public hearings against President Trump in the impeachment probe. Acting U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Bill Taylor believes,
"There appear to be two channels of U.S. policymaking and implementation, one regular and one highly irregular."
Ambassador Taylor making those comments during his opening statement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
"It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans."
"Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have."
"Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder."
"The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs
and got extra benefits." "Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better."
"Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
"What do you know? Comparing plans really pays."
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
A not-so-magical opening for something new from Disney. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Most Disney launches do feature fanfare and fireworks, but the highly anticipated ad-free streaming service from Disney, Disney Plus, arrived on Tuesday, and as it rolled out, many users were unable to access it. The technical glitches preventing some from logging in and creating difficulties for others who were able to do that, but then when they went to watch movies and shows, they couldn't do so. It was a result of a problem that apparently stemmed, at least in part, from computer servers operated by another company. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google is preparing to move into the consumer banking business. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the search giant will offer checking accounts next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's too busy working to watch the impeachment inquiry taking place on Capitol Hill.
"I'm too busy to watch it. It's a witch hunt. It's a hoax. I'm too busy to watch it. So I'm sure I'll get a report. There's nothing. I have not been briefed, no. There's nothing there. I see they're using lawyers that are television lawyers. They took some guys off television, you know. I'm not surprised to see it because Schiff can't do his own questions."
President Trump is meeting at the White House with Turkey's president. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is officially putting her name on the ballot at the first primary in New Hampshire. Speaking with reporters, a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate says this election should be about building grassroots movements.
"We really shouldn't have elections that are about billionaires calling all the shots, whether they're reaching in their pockets to fund their own elections, or whether they're counting on getting other people to run."
Just under 70% of Americans are facing freezing temperatures due to the Arctic air mass blanketing the eastern half of the country. Brutally cold temperatures are stretching from the Canadian border south to Texas and making life miserable for more than 200 million people. The freeze is moving east today, already sending temperatures diving from New England to Florida. Forecasters say today will be colder in places like Amarillo, Texas, where the low dropped to 9 on Tuesday. The temperature in Phoenix, Arizona is 79 degrees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.